This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Kremlin denies it, but AP reporters have documented evidence that homes, schools, and hospitals are being shelled in Ukraine. This is day six of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the attack on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city.
One after the other, explosions burst through a residential area of the city. In one video verified by the AP, a man pleads with a woman to leave and another woman cries. Determined for life to go on despite the shelling, hospital workers transferred a Kharkiv maternity ward to a bomb shelter amid makeshift electrical sockets and mattresses piled up against the walls. Pregnant women paced the crowded space, accompanied by the cries of dozens of newborns. The Russian military has denied targeting residential areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Zelensky calls a Russian missile attack on Kharkiv's main square a war crime. Nobody will forgive, he said. Nobody will forget. A 40-mile convoy of tanks and other armored vehicles is about 17 miles from the center of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Reports are surfacing this morning that Moscow is using cluster bombs on three populated areas of Ukraine. Those are intended to injure people or damage vehicles. The Kremlin is denying that it's using those weapons. Tonight, President Biden delivers his first State of the Union address. And despite the war in Ukraine, presidential historian Barbara Perry says,
the facts support the president if he will indeed say what all presidents want to be able to say, and that is the state of our union is strong. It is strong.
In New Orleans, the first full-dress Mardi Gras since 2020 is getting underway today with back-to-back parades through the city. Masks required only indoors. This is AP News. Play ball. Well, not quite yet, says our Julie Walker.
Major League Baseball extended its deadline for salvaging opening day and a 162-game season until 5 p.m. today. Progress was made during yesterday's marathon bargaining sessions between MLB and the Players Association, which lasted until 2:30 this morning. But they still remain far apart when it comes to dollar amounts, including the luxury tax, bonus pool for pre-arbitration players, and how much to raise the minimum salary. The sides did agree to expand the postseason from 10 to 12 teams rather than the 14 MLB had hoped for. Not since the end of August 2002 has baseball come this close to losing regular season games to labor strife. I'm Julie Walker.
Still going up, gas prices. It's $3.62 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 9 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.